Duffy's Beer presents the morning show on Trib Live Radio featuring Ken Laird, Guy Junker, and Tim Benz. 294 Curry Hollow Road, 412-653-BEER. See all of our weekly specials at duffysbeer.com.
We're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other.
The Trib Live Radio Triple Threat. Ken Laird, Guy Junker, and now Tim Benz, right here on Trib Live Radio.
On a Jag Up of the Week Wednesday, brought to you by Duffy's Beer in Pleasant Hills. Get a little hot stove baseball talk in. First Gold Glove Award for Starling Marte yesterday. Are you guys surprised, and does he deserve it? With 16 outfield assists to lead the National League.
Well, that's what, you know, I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it, but I think they put too much emphasis on runs prevented. And obviously a guy leading the league in assists is going to have prevented a lot of runs. One of my problems with him and Andrew McCutchen is way too much sliding and diving unnecessarily for balls that could have been caught on the shoestring or just by reaching for them below the knees. A little too much dramatics there, but I think he's a better fielder than McCutchen and should be playing center field anyway.
See, I disagree about the sliding, the diving, because I think in a lot of cases that's an easier way to secure the ball and not have it bounce out. You know, I think...
I don't like it with guys on base, though, Tim.
Well, but sometimes if you're reaching for one of your shoe tops or you're in an awkward position while you're still moving, then it's just as hard, if not harder, to stop, turn around, pivot, throw, as opposed to slide, pop up, and then get the ball in. But, I mean, we can split hairs there. The reason why I wouldn't have given it to him is more along the lines of, I think a lot of people run against Starling Marte and Andrew McCutchen and Polanco, for that matter, because they tend to space out. And yeah. You know, they have a reputation for not charging the ball hard.
Yeah, he definitely has some brain cramp moments. He had a number of throws, though, just off the top of your head, with no cutoff man in the corner, backhands it, whips a guy out at second base. That's visually stimulating enough to overlook some of those.
Right,
bad
that
moments.
One game was against the Brewers that he pretty much won by himself. It was the Brewers, or is that the Dodgers late in the season?
He threw out somebody in the wild card game, didn't he? At second, late in the game,
I believe he did, but yes.
Yeah.
According to ESPN stats and info, he threw out 15 runners without the benefit of a cutoff man. The most in baseball. He had 24 defensive runs saved, first among left fielders, and was fifth in ultimate zone rating in the National League. So those are all defensive stats. Sometimes
we spent some time on this show talking about him lollygagging after balls.
Yeah, we did.
You know, not going hard in the corner sometime, or... when else have we complained about him? Sometimes trying to throw somebody out when he should have made the smart play. I don't know. I felt like there were more brain cramps that came into his play defensively that should have been thought of before the vote was cast. When it comes to his ability to cover ground and throw people out, yes, absolutely. He has Gold Glove talent out there, sure. I think his mental decision-making, though, should have prevented him from getting that award.
I wonder if they'll ever put him in center. I mean... And how would McCutchen take that? Like, McCutchen tweeted out yesterday a yes with all these exclamation points. Great job, Marte, on winning a Gold Glove. Well deserved. He's got to realize that Marte's better than him, and at least with his arm. I don't know about his range and his playing the position. But
I think McCutchen has some decision making issues too, and and maybe it's where they're telling him to play. He plays too deep. He doesn't have a strong enough arm. There are times, especially late in a close game, I'd rather see him. He can go back and get a ball. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have any chance of throwing a guy out, say, on a single, especially a not real hard, sharply hit single, you got to be up further. So, I mean, I think there's some – but I, to answer your question, I don't think he'd like it.
I think that argument about left versus center, McCutchen and Marte, is marginalized by how vast left field is.
But that's only half park. Your games, though.
But you're right.
It's,
you know, it's 50% of your games where, you know, your left field is just as difficult as your center field is.
That's probably true. Yeah, in that case, it's almost 50-50 where he should be. You know, he might help you half the games.
And
in
center
left.
Fielders make more money than left fielders, Ken.
I saw McCutchen yesterday at Home Depot.
Really?
Wow.
I talked to him for a little bit because I knew he was at the Steeler game. And he said, yeah, I made it the whole way through. It was a long game. So did CC Sabathia make it the whole way through? So I didn't even see him. I said, oh, I was coming to find out if we're going to get a new locker mate there. CC's going to lead the party in the clubhouse after every game.
What was he buying at Home Depot?
Wipes. Could get that at Giant Eagle, but it looked like he had maybe other car wipes. They might have been car wipes. I get those at Home Depot, too. I was getting an air filter, if you care. But
actually, I don't.
Actually, we didn't.
I'd have been more impressed if you were buying a shelving system or something that you were putting in yourself.
CC Sabathia. No, no. No one needs that. CC Sabathia was there, and Greg Nettles was there for some reason.
At the Steeler game.
At the Steeler game. Now, CC's from Oakland, so I guess he's a big Raider fan. And I'm not kidding when I say this. Maybe he was at the same rehab facility that Johnny Manziel was at.
I was a little surprised how many Raider fans were there. I mean, dressed in full garb and paint.
That's the most I've seen for a visiting team at Heinz Field in a game where it still mattered for the Steelers. There have been a couple late, like maybe that Bengal game when they were going to make the playoffs and the Steelers weren't. There's been a couple where the Steelers have kind of been out of it. Like that Packer game. You know, when the Steelers looked like they were out of it in 2009, then they ended up beating the Packers. There have been a few where there have been a lot of road fans, but never in a game that was still up for grabs for the Steelers to make the playoffs. There were a ton of Raider fans there. Not to my knowledge, Tim Brown and Howie Long apparently are still on the team based on the jerseys that I saw. Huh. But you could hear the coos.
How many of them do you think were the people that live here that just like the Raiders? I mean, you don't think people came from Oakland, do you?
I saw a lot of those Raider fans walking right next to Steeler fans. Like, I saw a Polamalu and a Lester Hayes arm-in-arm walking towards the stadium. There might be Raider fans that are displaced out here to Pittsburgh or just have, you know, adopted the team back in the 70s or the 80s or whatever.
By the way, McCutcheon was a finalist for Gold Glove in center field. He lost out to A.J. Pollock of the Diamondbacks.
That's A.J. Pollock to you, Ken.
Thank you. And
did you call him Pollock at one point?
I never did. No. Nothing I'm aware of. It's just another unnecessary dig by the hashtag legend. Your boy Jason Kendall, though, guy, got also some Hall of Fame candidacy going on here. How about that from a couple days ago?
Really?
Is that deserving?
He's got batting average.
He's got to get 5% of the vote to stay on the ballot, right?
I think
he's got to get 5% of the vote to stay on the ballot beyond 1 year. I don't think that'll happen.
He's got some, like,
he caught more games than any catcher in Pirate history. I mean, he was pretty durable for a catcher. Once they got off of artificial turf and those singles didn't go through any, those ground balls didn't go through anymore. His average 288.
I saw some stat about.
I guess he's. I wouldn't vote for him for Hall of Fame, but I think he deserves to be on the list once.
He was like one of a couple catchers that hit 300 and stole 20 bases. In back-to-back years, like nobody's done it.
John Stearns, right? Wasn't that the other one?
Yeah, I don't know how many years he hit 300.
Wow, John Stearns stole 20 bases?
I think he did, yeah.
98, 99, and 2000. Kendall hit 300 and stole 20-plus bases. 3 years in a row. I don't know how many other catchers have ever done that, but that's a short window. He didn't steal 20 bases after that. Also, in baseball hot stove talk, the Cubs.
25, guy. 1978. 25, 15, 7, 12, 17 for John Stearns.
Hmm. Not only the Cubs meeting with the representative for David Price, according to CSN Chicago, they are also meeting with the reps for Zach Greinke and Jordan Zimmerman. So,
fourth starter, Jake Arrieta.
I don't think they're going to sign more than one. It sounds like
they're picking and choosing.
Yeah, they're talking to them all.
They're kicking the tires and opening the hood, and they'll get the best one they want.
So get ready for that fun here. I'm actually surprised nobody's signed at all. I mean, it's been a week. Yeah.
They're like the rich doctor at the car lot looking at the brand new Mercedes, and you're over there looking at the used Volkswagen.
And there was a thing on Zach Greinke, too. I thought that was interesting that the Dodgers tried to trade him middle of the season. Because he had this opt-out thing in his deal, which might be a trend of these signings to come, where, you know, it's all for the player's advantage. They signed this mega deal, and then 3 years in, they can opt out, which he did, and they knew that. So they were trying to move him at the deadline, but nobody would bite, or they didn't get a return they liked. But
Manson and Pedro are certainly on the block, based on what you want to read from CBS Sports and some other outlets.
Right.
According to John Heyman, Aroldis Chapman is on the block. Andrew Miller, Craig Kimbrell. In essence, any closer is out there for the taking.
You wonder how much of a domino if they, you know, let's say Melanson goes first and they get a first baseman for him, then that assures that Pedro goes. But somewhere you have to get a first baseman for one of those deals, right? You got to trade Pedro for one, or you got to trade Melanson for one.
Josh Bell start the year, no chance.
Jeez.
Wow. What?
I wanted to go up to a Curve game last year, and I never got around to doing it. But based on the people from up there that cover them, he did not have a good year. He hit well, and he's a great kid. He seems to be a great kid, but he did not play first very well.
Where did Pedro finish in the Gold Glove balloting, Ken?
Not sure they go past the 30.
The tarnished glove.
For what it's worth, I saw Josh Bell one game, and he looked fine to me, but it's one game.
You did go to Altoona to a game?
Yeah, I interviewed him. We played him on the show. I talked to Glasnow and Bell.
That's right. I remember that.
Taylor went up one day and also talked to him.
How'd he look to you?
Terrible.
Oh, terrible.
So there you go.
That's like I went up to Erie to see Chad Hermanson play when they were trying to make him a shortstop, and I got tickets right behind the dugout with my father-in-law for like $6. The guy next to me said, "You been to a game yet this year?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Well, watch out even during infield warm-ups." And I'm like, "Why?" He goes, "Because Hermanson puts a couple up here in the seats every game." I'm not kidding you. The next inning, they're out there taking infield warm-ups, first base throw, clank. He wails one up in the seats that hit an empty seat about five away from us.
Is that still the worst pick in Bucco history? I guess it can't be the worst.
I don't think they handled it very well. And, you know.
Bobby Bradley wasn't great, as it turned out.
Yeah. Van Bensko, Bullington. God, hold on. Oh, there's too many to choose from.